I'm up in the hills behind our Tornish house with Angus Robertson, who's our Tornish energy manager, and he's just given us a very exciting trip to the new hydro scheme. And Angus, could you tell us about what we've just seen?
Yeah, well, we walked up the hill on a rather grey, misty day, which is a great delight to me because it's finally raining after about 3 months of dry weather, and I'm excited because that's going to fill up our newly created loch. We're calling it Loch Luanava, which means the bend in the cornfield, bend of a river in the cornfield. And it's created by building this massive new dam that we've built, which we've just seen, and a new hydro scheme running from there down to the bottom by the estate houses, which will generate about 1300 kilowatts of renewable energy for us. So that's the great new scheme, and I've been building it for, I don't know, planning it for 5 years and building it for two.
It is an astonishing achievement, I think. I mean, the dam is spectacular. The turbine you showed us, which will actually generate the power, I was amused when you said the technology there hasn't changed much since the 18th century.
No, it really hasn't. That's in a way the beauty of hydro, that it's tried and tested technology. There are machines still running 100 years after they went in, turbines that have gone on and on and on. And there's a little bit more electronic computerized gadgetry attached to it, but the basic function of the thing is the same as it's always been.
And it's raining now, so you're hoping to be filling the lock. And when will you be generating power?
Well, we're ready to go. The scheme, we have actually had water down the pipe and turned the turbine, and we have exported a few kilowatts of power, but we're kind of really ready to go now. The dam isn't quite finished. We're expecting the dam to be finished in about 3 weeks' time, but we can sort of half fill the dam at the moment. We're allowed to take it up to a certain level with an interim safety certificate. So that's what we're planning to do in this next, well, as soon as the rain takes effect.
And after 5 years of planning, 2 years of building, is this the first of several hydro schemes in the area? Will it have a transformative impact on power generation in this area?
Well, it's actually not the first one we've done. We built a scheme in 1996, and that was the first of this type of scheme in Loch Abba. Since then, there are probably three or four other schemes built west of the Corran Ferry, west of Loch Linney. But I was looking at it with you on slides last night, and on our estate there's 8 kilowatts, megawatts of potential energy. On the whole of West Loch Abba, that's Ardnamurch and Morven, Ard Gower, there's something like 25 megawatts of potential energy, and that means that as a district we will be a major exporter of renewable energy, which is great because it means energy going out and money coming back into our community, which is a thing we haven't often had before.
And apart from creating a new lock, the impact on the environment is minimal. I mean, there's nothing above ground really, apart from two generator houses.
Yeah, and we've tried hard to sort of hide them as well. It's I mean, we kind of had to do it from the planning point of view, but it's actually our own sort of community wish to look after what we have here. And we it's very important to us to keep the wild nature of the land, and I think we've done not too bad. There's little bits to do yet, and it will take time for it all to blend in.
Well, I look forward to seeing it next year and the year after. Angus, thank you very much.
Well, that's delightful.